This is the Daily Ebola Update from VOA Africa.
This is Jackson Vunganyi with the roundup of important events and information about the Ebola crisis from Africa, the U.S., and the world. Ebola screening procedures at London's Heathrow Airport are being criticized after a nurse from Glasgow returning to London from working in Sierra Leone developed a fever and was diagnosed with the virus the next day. Nurse Pauline Kafaki is now in isolation and treatment at Royal Free Hospital in London. She is the first person to be diagnosed with the virus in the UK. A doctor who flew back from Sierra Leone with Kafaki said there were too few staff at Heathrow and the medical workers were not segregated from other passengers. Chief Medical Officer Sally Davis said the process does seem to not have been as good as we all want to see. However, she said Kafaki had not shown symptoms and posed little risk to fellow passengers. The World Health Organization says the number of new confirmed Ebola cases in Liberia is declining. Liberians were once at the epicenter of this regional epidemic, but several parts of the country have now gone weeks without reporting any new cases. Some medical staff are returning to work amid renewed vigilance. It's an important sign of progress. VOA's Anne Luke has the story with reporting in Monrovia by Prince Collins.
The Dolo Town Health Center, just outside the Liberian capital, is open. Mothers bring their children for vaccinations against polio and measles. People come in for tuberculosis treatment and HIV counseling. A midwife here says she delivered 10 babies since they reopened a month ago. The sheer normalcy of it all has the feel of the remarkable. Liberia's health system collapsed in August as Ebola bore down on Monrovia. Dolo Town was one of two suburbs put under an abrupt quarantine. The quarantine was lifted 2 weeks later, but the community continued to battle Ebola. Locals say more than four dozen people are believed to have died here of the virus. Even now at year's end, a local task force watches for sporadic cases. This newly opened clinic is not taking any chances. They built a special waiting area in front. Midwife Kebe Carmo keeps a close watch.
In sitting on here, please. You know, we shouldn't sit chain up, you know, beside one another. Because you don't know who is who. Ebola patient might be among us. We are protecting you and protecting ourselves.
Staff wear gloves. They screen for Ebola symptoms like fever and send those patients to a larger care center nearby. The clinic has a stock of PPEs just in case. That's the full-body protective gear staff should wear if they see a suspected Ebola case. Physician's assistant McFarlane Kurkula says getting those PPEs persuaded most of the nurses to return.
That's why we are having the courage to work right now.
As Ebola surged in Liberia in mid-2014, many medical staff didn't even have gloves. More and more of them were getting sick. Health workers went on strike. Most clinics shut down. People were afraid to go to the clinics still open. It was tragedy multiplied. The government said people would die of treatable, preventable causes. Childbirth complications, malaria, respiratory illness, high blood pressure. International Ebola response ramped up in Liberia in October. At year's end, the epidemic is not over. But the worst of it may be. A few big hospitals have reopened. Small community clinics like this one are edging open their doors.
Yeah, morning. I know everybody washed their hands before. If you didn't wash your hands, then you need to do that, please. Because if you don't do it, we don't allow you to even go inside that either.
Every morning, the Dolo Town Health Center gives out tickets. Staff triage cases, giving priority to the most critical. This used to be a 24-hour clinic, but now they see just 25 people per day. It's a safety measure. Non-urgent cases are told to return the next day. Kukula is a strong believer in what he calls holistic care.
I want to say thank you for coming. We want to feel relaxed. Everybody here will get treatment before 1 o'clock.
Kukula says they will soon start the day's consultations. But first,
we ask one person to give us short song so that we will start.
And with that, a new day begins. And look, VOA News, Dakar.
The World Health Organization says the number of people infected by Ebola in Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea has passed 20,000, with more than 7,800 deaths so far. In related news, researchers from Berlin's Robert Koch Institute have identified a different species of bat as a possible cause of the Ebola epidemic. In the medical journal Embomolecular Medicine, the researchers report that children often caught and played with free-tailed insect-eating bats. Previous research suggested the fruit bat, a popular food source in many countries, was the source of the virus. A new research was conducted in a village in Guinea where a 2-year-old boy was identified as the victim of the 2014 outbreak. The children's exposure to this large colony of bats presented the possibility of massive exposure.
You're listening to Ebola Updates from VOA Africa.
Dr. Chinua Akukwe is a fellow of the American College of Epidemiology. He's also a professor at the Department of Global Health and the Department of Preventative and Community Health at the George Washington University. He recently appeared on VOA's Health Chat, where host Linot Mudu asked him and another guest physician, Dr. Akwa Asare, who is an African immigrant health advocate, on a range of issues, including why the current Ebola epidemic has been difficult to deal with.
The first thing is that the governments of the three affected countries did not react very quickly. And the second thing is that the public in those countries also did not believe their government when they raised the alarm that you had Ebola. And then the third thing is that the three affected countries are just coming out of conflict. So they still have to rebuild their infrastructure, and it takes years to rebuild. So you have a situation where their health systems are already compromised. And then the fourth thing is that Ebola, for the first time, invaded urban areas. It used to be at the edge of rainforest, whether it's in Central Africa and so on. But now it came into densely populated areas.
Very, very important points there. Now, there is one thing that was mentioned in the report that we don't really hear a lot about. The fact that, and Dr. Asare, men who have recovered from Ebola should abstain from sex because they can still transmit the disease up to 7 weeks. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, sure. Actually, the most recent evidence, the most research on WHO and CDC not only says 7 weeks, it says up to 3 months.
Wow.
That the virus can be in the semen up to 3 months. So that's the latest that we got. It's even beyond 7 weeks.
But how does this affect women then? Is it the same with regards to women, or they don't know yet?
We don't know yet. We don't have the research right now on women. But it's safe to assume that it probably is also in the vaginal secretion in these fluids for quite some time as well.
And that was the Ebola update from VOA Africa. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. For all the latest information on the Ebola crisis, listen to the news on VOA Africa 24 hours a day or tune into our special Ebola updates Monday to Saturday. You can also visit our website at www.voanews.com. For mobile users, the website is ebola.voanews.com.